Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm, Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. Thanks for being with us. You missed any of the first hour. You can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 105.1thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. YouTube is up and running. You can check out previous episodes. If you want to hear Sprague in the Line from this morning, from Dirt and Sprague, you can go check that out. You want to hear what Isaac and Suk had to say about the Chauncey Billups situation yesterday, you can go check that out as well on the YouTube.com/1051thefan or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up this hour, we'll get to a bunch of stuff. Coaching to the pros, from college to the pros in baseball.
It's not really an interesting one.
Not really a baseball conversation per se, but the steps, you know, how big are the steps? And thinking unconventionally, as we keep teasing all week, the fascination we have with firing coaches. And speaking of that, we'll have Web Gems as well. We'll also take a dance around the morning dew in the Pacific Northwest as there are three games this week. And we'll keep checking in on Blazers tonight as they take on the Warriors in town. But
real quick, though.
Shoot.
Fan text line, Jeff Ross, this is, I think this is made directly for you. Orange Metamucil and vodka screwdrivers for the win.
That's pretty solid.
That sounds like the old man Jeff Ross special.
Yeah, there you go. Throw a little float of Galliano on there. Make yourself a little Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah.
Dude, a bottle of Galliano is not cheap.
No.
It becomes like a Harvey gallbladder saver.
Harvey gallbladder saver. I don't know if the sugar in the Galliano is really what you need.
Well, I meant the more than Metamucil.
Yeah, I'm trying to take all the vitamins now so I don't have to do Metamucil when I'm older.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I like to think that if I take vitamins every morning, I'll just magically lose weight.
That's not how it works.
No, I'm still believing in it, though.
Good for you.
Tell you what, my vitamin B is in great spot. My magnesium. My lion's mane. What else do I got?
Lion's mane?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for you. It's like a mushroom thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you and a mushroom thing. That's surprising.
Oh, no. I quit doing drugs a long time ago. Although mushrooms may be aplenty this weekend in Autzen, where it never rains.
Because mushrooms like rain
have nothing to do with Grateful Dead.
There you go.
Nothing to do with Grateful Dead.
It's not going to rain. It's going to pour.
Real quickly, I will take Oregon to cover this spread. something to share with you. Because I kind of want to have a different conversation than this game will be. There are three teams with fewer than 100 points so far this season. UMass has 79 points in seven games. Northern Illinois has 86 points in seven games. And Wisconsin has 93 points in seven games. This team is atrocious. This team could go 3 weeks in a row without scoring a point. That would be extremely embarrassing. I expect Luke Fickell to get fired at the end of this year, if not after tomorrow. But I was thinking about this as Kurt Cignetti lives in our brains rent-free, and as Indiana and their meteoric rise, or game days in Nashville again for Vanderbilt, you know. And
well, to be honest, if you're game day and you get to have some sort of sway or influence, how many places are cooler to go to on the trip?
If you're Pat McAfee and
taking
you ask
everything
him?
In, Nashville's got to be pretty high on the list. Also, short trip from Indianapolis.
Oh, I think Pat McAfee loves being in Nash Vegas.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, we talk about these teams, the Cignettis at Indiana, the Vanderbilts of the world, mm-hmm. and what Kenny Dill's, you know, resurrected Arizona State, and how we're going to see a lot more of those. I'm curious, will we see more of the Blue Bloods dipping? Now, we've kind of proven that with the Indianas and the Vandies of the world, that you can flip it back to the good side pretty quickly. But this thing with Wisconsin has hit the floor like that. Okay, Wisconsin goes to Rose Bowls. Wisconsin puts running backs and offensive linemen into the NFL. Wisconsin is a tried and true Big Ten program.
Yeah, they're not a blue blood, but they're
if there's
up
a ring
there,
too,
yeah.
They are at the top of the ring for the last 40 years of my life. When I went out, you know, I grew up in a
we don't know bad Wisconsin eras.
I grew up in a Pac-10 versus Big Ten world, and I still think of it that way. I still hate you all. And even you new Big Ten guys, I hate you too. But I've never seen Wisconsin like this. So I was curious, Danny, your thoughts on will we see more Indiana Vanderbilt flips, or will we see more bottom falls out of Florida State, Clemson, Wisconsin, especially the level of Wisconsin? Because you could argue Clemson and Florida State are just having bad years and a little downturn.
Wisconsin's been a couple years now. You've gone from 7 wins to 5 wins, and now they have 2 wins right now. And the reality is their schedule looks like they're going to have 2 wins. So here's the thing, though. When you're talking about teams going up, teams going down, what has to happen for a team to go up? Somebody has to fall.
Somebody's got to come down.
Somebody's got, like, there's only so much equity.
Right.
There's only so much pie to be had.
And with conference realignment, you're getting new people coming in that, you know, you think if you're the Big 12, you're like, okay, Colorado, Utah, the Arizona
good
State.
Good God.
Okay.
Wisconsin schedule. Oregon, Washington, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota. Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck.
Yeah, when you do conference realignment, there are times when you can have Arizona State, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah come in, and you're like, okay. Or you could have...
And Utah, guess what they did? Utah rose to the top.
Yep.
They were there in the Pac-12.
But they're not there this year.
No.
You can have Cal and Stanford go to the ACC, and you're looking, hey, those are extra wins there. You send Oregon to the Big Ten, and that's a different problem. You send Texas to the SEC, that's a bigger problem. I laughed when A&M and Missouri went to Texas A&M. So I was like, why are you guys going there? You're just going to get whooped on. Nebraska's going to the Big Ten? Why are you leaving the Big 12?
Opportunity.
But I get it.
But that's the thing, is like the opportunity is there for you. Oregon took the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Oregon and Texas, I mean, they were in the college football playoff last year. They're a different brand, certainly, but...
Well, with a different sort of expectations and different set of money as well.
But also, we're talking about teams like Florida and whether or not that's a good job, or Penn State is a good job, or A&M is a good job, or, like, you know, coaches that have taken over, or, you know, opportunity to take over.
You give me resources and anything is a good job.
And that's kind of my point. Like, Wisconsin's not broke. They might, their leadership might be. Barry Alvarez may be ruling over that thing like Thanos.
Yeah, it might be time to move on from that. And I think that's
the thing. It's like, there's opportunity everywhere. Indiana did not have a 10-win season in their program's history until last year. And how do we look at Indiana after 1 year?
Yeah.
1 year.
I mean, we think they can win the Natty. I think they can win the Natty.
Like, that's...
You can turn it around.
This whole idea of, like, what it needs to be and how it's going to be and all these things that kind of come with that. If you get it right, anybody can do it. Now, sustaining it, significantly more difficult. But as far as, like, getting it right, there's only one title winner every year.
Yeah.
And does it look like...
Do you think Oregon was satisfied with their SEC title last year? I don't think so. Do you think Georgia was satisfied... Or with their Big Ten title?
You broke my brain there.
You think Georgia was satisfied with their SEC title last year?
Satisfied?
No, they weren't.
No, but that's what... there's only one every year. And this whole idea of, like... It's just funny because we're getting more of the parity. We're getting more of the opportunity. And I keep hearing people, not you saying this, I keep hearing people say, well, you know, college football's this or college football's that. And it's like, it's wide open. Mm-hmm. If you get your hiring right, if you lock your money in, if your program is airtight, guess what? You can be there.
Yeah, and going into this game, it's the Barry Alvarezes of the world. They just got to go. They got to go. You got to say thank you and adios. Look, there's no Barry Alvarez at Oregon, and that's done well for them. There's no Barry Alvarez at Arizona State, and Kenny Dill was able to walk in and be his own CEO. And that's the future of college coach. That's why Lanning has done so well at Oregon. And that's why Fickell is not doing well at Wisconsin, because he is not in charge of his program. Look, I understand people are bringing GMs, the Andrew Lux of the world. You know, hell, Damian Lillard at Weber State. Like, I understand the GM life of the world and getting more eyeballs on this, but to have the overarching czar just doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't work anymore, especially when it's these old curmudgeons that are like, you know, if I'm not competing for a national championship, you know, Rose Bowls mean just as much. And there was a time when Rose Bowls did mean just as much. Yeah. That if the national title game was Nebraska, Miami,
New Year's Six mattered.
If the national title in the 90s was Nebraska and Miami, but the Rose Bowl was USC versus Michigan, like, eyeballs are on that yes. game, because that's when tradition mattered. That doesn't matter anymore.
No.
So guys like Barry Alvarez, you got to go. Otherwise, you're going to lose by 50 to Oregon this weekend.
Evolve or die.
In a pouring rain. How many yards do you think Noah Whittington's going to have this weekend?
All of them.
Can Oregon have three running backs with 100 yards this weekend?
It's on the table.
Absolutely.
Because, look, they not only that team can't score. That's one of the worst offenses in the country. They've been blanked. You know how hard it is to be blanked as a Big Ten team in back-to-back weeks?
They're one of three teams with less than 100 points, with Northern Illinois and UMass.
Iowa. Let that sink in. Iowa. Kirk Ferentz, no offense, scored 37 points. Iowa.
It's wild.
If you're Oregon, the line is huge. Is it 34.5 still, or is it up to 35.5?
I think it's 32 at Alan A.
Okay.
I think I saw
31.5.
I saw 31.5.
So everybody's taking.
I think I heard Dirt say 32 at Alan A this morning. I haven't checked the book, but I saw 31.5 earlier at ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN's 31.5. I think it was at 34.5 because that, again, huge number. How much is Lanning? Well, I mean, I think they cover, but 34.5, 35.5 is such a monster number when you're talking about a Big Ten matchup. Like, I don't care how broken they are. That's still a massive number, right?
Right.
But also, Iowa hung 37.
Yeah.
Iowa hung 37.
Yeah, dude. It's not going to be pretty.
That's bonkers.
In the old Pac-12, though, just to put a bow on this and just reminisce about the old days, in the old Pac-12, this is a game Oregon would lose because Wisconsin wouldn't be that terrible. Their record might show it, but they wouldn't be that terrible because the Pac-12 was a conference of stability from top to bottom until your team ruined it for everybody.
And to be clear, Iowa scored 37, blanked Wisconsin. They had 319 yards of total offense.
That's not very much, Bob.
No.
And they scored almost 40?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, the Gronowski threw for 107 and a pick. And then they ran the ball 36 times for 210 yards and four touchdowns.
Get ready for Jerry Allen to yell, Kenny Wheaton's going to score this weekend. Dataman's going to score! He's going to score!
Crazy.
Yeah, it'll be wild. Duck fans, you have fun. Travel safe as the roads are going to be nuts. Remember, pregame coverage will start right here on The Fan, home of the Oregon Ducks, at 10 a.m. with Sports Saturday with Joe and Rashad. We'll get into pregame at noon with Andy Dirt Johnson, Dusty Hera, and Anthony Newman. Everybody loves Q. Right into the game, and then after the game, we'll get to the postgame with Joe Fisher and Jordan Schultz. It's Ducks all day long for you right here on The Fan Sports Network. 105.1 The Fan. When we come back, we'll stick in some coaching. Buster Posey for the San Francisco Giants, thinking a little outside the box. Outthinking the room? Or is this kind of where you need to be in today's world of sports in general, not just in baseball? This is The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll take a stroll, a walk around in the morning dew, if you may have it, around the Pacific Northwest and check in on some college football games this weekend, who we like. Big game for a Pacific Northwest team this weekend.
Is there?
Yeah. I think the old Huskies got themselves a big one this weekend. But you can't count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I am a Paramount Plus subscriber, more importantly, so I can watch. But I also use it to watch my NFL games every weekend, and it is, no joke, it is dirty, dirty cheap. Tons of streaming services out there. Paramount Plus, one of the more cheaper ones.
You just can't resist.
Can't resist?
You can't resist. You have to throw soccer in there.
5 seconds.
It's
the world's biggest sport.
Nobody cares.
It's the world's biggest sport.
I'm picking up for Rust here because he's doing something.
But we seem, would you say that this, and I blame college football for it, well, and a little bit with what happened yesterday with the Portland Trailblazers. Boy, we are obsessed with coaches right now, are we not?
Yeah, because it's
it feels so much more than normal.
It's so important. Well, in football is the most important for coaches for me. Mm-hmm. And then what would you say, rank your pantheon of coach importance in the top four? Because for me, it's NFL or football 1, hockey 2, baseball 3, basketball 4.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And I think I would love to try and sit here and say baseball is number 2, mm-hmm. but you've got such a specialized staff mm-hmm. that you leave a lot of that to other guys. Like Steven Vogt's a great manager, but you know, Carl Willis is the pitching coach.
It's the random.
And he says what goes in the pitching staff.
It's the randomness of football and hockey for me mm-hmm. where you have to make
and
quick, and then people are like, well, what about basketball? Well, you're not on skates.
I think coaching can hold you back in basketball.
Sure.
And I think it can get you over the top, mm-hmm. but players play.
Yes. And in hockey, line changes and when you do and how you do stuff, you know, when you take an icing, like it's just so much quicker. Like can this line stay out there for this shift a little bit longer? You know, knowing when to mix things up because it's so quick and so random.
I might put soccer over baseball too. I might make soccer number 3 style scheme. 4-4-2 versus 3-5-2, you know, or something like
that.
Yeah,
attacking wings versus not.
4-2,
counterattacking
3-2-1.
Versus possession.
Yeah.
But again, I think that's more players play.
Sure.
But I'm picking up what you're putting down.
But this story comes out of San Francisco as the San Francisco Giants have hired Tony Vitello to be their new manager. He was the coach at Tennessee, the University of Tennessee baseball.
Real quick, are they good at baseball?
They are very, very good at baseball.
Has he been good at baseball?
He has also been very, very good
there.
I think
I saw he's won like 73% of his games there.
It's something really wild. 341 and 131. 3 appearances in the World Series and won a natty in 2024, right? We've already done baseball World Series. Yes. And won a natty two seasons ago. What is very interesting about this and talking about, you know, where Wisconsin goes, you know, Dan Lanning, Oregon found their guy in Dan Lanning. Who is Wisconsin's guy going to be? You know, is Dabo still the guy in Clemson? And Buster Posey is in an interesting situation for the San Francisco Giants. He lets go of Bob Melvin, who, for my money, is one of the better managers in baseball. Although old school, is one of the better managers in baseball. And he, for the first time ever, decides to hire a college coach straight out of college to come into Major League Baseball. And it makes me think, like, if you can coach, you can coach, right?
Yes.
Who's the best high school coach in the nation right now in football? You know, who's the best high school coach in football?
You're looking historically at the modern days. The, you know, when we were younger, it was the coach at Hoover.
Right.
The docuseries. Like, and a lot of those, I mean, Cignetti was coaching high school football, 14 years ago, I think is what it was. Like, Dilley was coaching high school football as a GA at Arizona State. Like, you know. You rise through those ranks pretty darn quick.
Is this something that if you're, I don't know, say a fan or an alumni of a team that was recently relegated from a major conference and had themselves a tough season, mostly due to coaching, is this something you would maybe consider? Or is Buster Posey overthinking the room here?
Outthinking, trying to be the smartest guy in the room?
Yeah, yeah. If you are in Oregon State, as who I was referring mm-hmm. to, can you live in a world where you start thinking outside the box like this?
Well, we saw this also with another team in California, in the Angels. They were going to go, looked like it was going to go with Albert Pujols. And from what it sounds like Pujols wanted a little bit more, not necessarily money, but control and understanding from Artie Moreno, because Artie Moreno and his history of managers.
Artie Moreno?
Yeah. And they ended up going a different way. And Pujols, I think, has three or four other teams that are very much looking at him.
But, Orioles are interested in Pujols.
But also, it's like, Pujols doesn't have experience as a manager.
Yeah. Kurt Suzuki's been on the bench in Minnesota for a few years.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's one of those things of, you kind of look at this and you go, well, I mean, how many, you know, former great players have ended up being great managers?
Yeah, not many. I mean, Rocco Baldelli just got canned.
And I'm talking great players, not good players. Because ultimately...
Oh, the greats? There are none of them.
They flame out. And what ultimately happens, I find this true across sports. How many great players have been great coaches in the NFL? Ditka?
Is Ditka a great coach?
He was.
I mean, he won a Super Bowl, but that's some collection of talent, my friend.
Sure, but in the NFL, we agree that coaching is the most important, right?
Yes.
So you can, like, now, the Saints era notwithstanding.
Yeah.
But Ditka was a great player.
Or the Dolphins. Or am I thinking of Dave Wannstedt?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of Dave Wannstedt.
But you know what I mean? Like, is Ditka maybe the greatest player coach
in NFL history?
Just trying to rack my brain real quick. Like,
yeah, and I don't want to count dudes that played for like 10 minutes and a cup of coffee.
No, I'm talking great players.
Yeah. D'Amico Ryan?
He's, could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Mike Vrabel?
Vrabel? Could be.
Could be.
Could be. But you look at the greatest coaches of all time, you know, whether it's, you're talking about the 49ers, you're talking about...
Dan Campbell noted on the YouTube chat.
Yeah, but he's not a great player.
No, he was not a great player. Good.
Totally fine.
Would you argue Vrabel is a great player?
I mean, he made some Pro Bowls, so...
Super Bowls.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'd put him on there. Like, he's certainly on the list. Like, Aaron Glenn was a really good player, but this is year one for him. But, I mean, you just kind of go down the list. Belichick, no. The greatest coaches of all time in the NFL. How many of those guys are great players?
Yeah, Pete Carroll wasn't a player. Just Bill Parcells. Bill Walsh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Mike Holmgren.
Jimmy Johnson. Andy Reid.
Yeah, those guys. I mean, they might have played, but yeah, again.
Played
like
some college ball.
Cup of coffee. Yeah.
Harbaugh. Harbaugh might be up there.
So if you can coach, you can coach.
That's the thing. Like,
so then what would stop you from ordering, say, a high school coach step in?
Now, I think high school would be a bit further.
High school football is very different than college football, and college football is very different than NFL.
Yes.
That's why, like, we had this conversation, like, about Gruden and stuff.
But baseball's just kind of baseball.
Baseball's kind of baseball.
I mean, obviously the difference between college and the pros is the bats.
I hate that sound.
The bats, that's certainly a thing. The bang can certainly overcome a few things. What would be a weak little dribbler to second is now hitting the gap in college baseball. You know, those things are certainly true.
Sure.
Variance in pitching and all those kind of things. But
when to go to your bullpen, though, situationally, when to steal a bag.
Knowing when to baseball.
That stays the same.
Yeah. So I think if you're looking at a sport, that's the thing. But I always go back to this more often than not, and this coming back to Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups is probably one of the greatest players to coach.
But I would argue he was not a good coach.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, more often than not, the best coaches are guys that were role players.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Magic Johnson was a pretty good coach.
Nah.
Clyde Drexler was a pretty good coach.
Nah.
Joe Mazzulla is a great point right now. I think Joe's a pretty good coach.
Joe's a great coach.
Yeah.
Spo was a video guy.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr was a role player. Great role player, but still a role player.
Steve Kerr's great. Steve Kerr's not a Hall of Fame player, but he was pretty good.
Great role player. J.J. Redick.
Pretty good.
J.J. Redick's on a... I think J.J.'s going to be a hell of a coach. I do.
I hope so. He pisses me off for some reason.
But Nate McMillan was a good coach. He was not a star.
Duke.
Yeah. No, I liked him at Duke. I actually dislike J.J. Redick more now than I ever have.
Which is so weird.
I know. I just... Something about it just seems like such a red ass.
Pop's not an all-timer.
No.
As a player, I mean, you just go down the list.
Yeah.
It's the guys that had to do more with less and understand the game at a different level. It's more feel. It's more IQ. Like, those are the guys that don't... Like, Michael Jordan as an owner. Not great.
Not great.
It's just... because the talent's so overwhelming sometimes, it just... You can't compensate for the other side of it.
All right, we come back. We'll get into... we'll take a morning dew stroll around the Pacific Northwest. 3 games on the slate. Oregon State on a bye. How we like these? Anything to expect? Some cool, fun surprises, plus web gems. And then in the big nooner, we'll get back to a little Chauncey Billups and the Blazers, plus some other NFL and NBA stuff. A lot more to get to. Thanks for being with us. First, we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Web Gems coming up next. We do it every single day at 11:45. Or are you Blazer fans? Stick around for a little bit. We'll jump back into that as they got a game tonight against the Warriors. But on Fridays, we like to take a little stroll through the Pacific Northwest and take a peek at all you cool cats games out there. Oregon State, you are off this week, and believe it or not, no matter what, teams are still undefeated against the bye. You cannot lose. You can get into a point where you don't win, but you cannot lose. You will be okay.
Mm.
I have... one of my sneaky games of the week, honestly, for you, Danny, that is not, you know, Ole Miss, Oklahoma.
Sure.
Illinois heads to Montlake for some sailgating action.
Should be fun.
Washington favored by 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a pick 'em on a neutral. This is giving Washington a lot of credit. And if Washington can pull off this win, I think it stays trajectory for Jed Fish. Hell, it might get him the Florida job.
Here's the thing. If they win this game, Washington then goes to play at Wisconsin, then home against Purdue, at UCLA, and it sets up, very likely, a ranked showdown with the Oregon Ducks on the last week of the season.
That would be 8-2 versus a one-loss Ducks team, potentially. That's a big game. That's a big game.
I mean, Oregon is, I think, pretty strongly favored there. But
yes, very much so.
But Oregon does have to go up to Seattle.
Yep.
So that always gets a little weird.
Lanning's history in Seattle is not great.
Different team, certainly.
Totally.
You don't have Penix and Odunze and McMillan and Polk.
There isn't 5 first-round draft picks.
No, no. It's a little bit different. But, again, we talked about 2-loss teams that are kind of out. What if Washington did the unthinkable? And, again, I don't think they will. But it's fun to have these conversations. If Washington runs the table here, and, again, they lost to Michigan 24-7. I don't think they will. But it's like, this is the cornucopia of college football right now, where it's like, it could happen. Stupid, unlikely, I love but that it could happen.
I love that you bring up the 2-loss aspect, because if they were to run the table, beat a ranked Illinois team this week,
and then pound Wisconsin and Purdue into the mud, withstand UCLA's weird resurgence,
and take a shot at Oregon, and say they win that game, that might be a situation in which being a 2-loss team and not being in the Big Ten title game, I think, might hurt them. Or do you think the DeBoer,
I think if they're 10
what they've
and
2, done recently, would give them enough credit to sneak them in? This is why the 10-2 thing is so weird.
But if you're 10-2 and your 2 losses are to Michigan and Ohio State, now they're bad losses. You've scored 13 points and you give 48. But if you're 10-2, you're a playoff team.
Look, the Ohio State whooping wasn't that terrible.
It's 24-6.
I watched that game.
Ohio State's offense was not
both
great.
Teams really sucked.
Yeah. And then against Michigan, Washington was horrendous against Michigan.
Yes, that was a game.
Remember,
that was
the DeMond Williams just full-on meltdown game. 3 picks. What, he threw for 200? Yeah, 209.
The only thing I think that's going to be difficult for the Huskies in this game is you have a bona fide established starter in Altmyer coming in.
Sure.
Going to settle the crowd down, settle the team down.
He's a good college quarterback.
Bielema is a great college coach. I don't think they will be surprised by anything UW has for him. It's just, can DeMond Williams and company do something, and can that defense stop a nosebleed?
That's the thing, is their defense is certainly lacking.
Illinois can score.
Have you seen what Altmyer has done this season?
No, I have not. I mean, I've watched multiple games of him. I don't know his stats, though, off the
top
of my head.
So, this year, he is 1,800 yards, 13 touchdowns, 1 pick. The problem for Illinois is their offensive line is just atrocious. Mm. And I think Altmyer is damn near the top in
being sacked.
Sacks.
I think
he
was a couple weeks ago. Wow, that Indiana game is a pretty,
pretty
rough for looking at the stats. You know?
Altmyer is tied for 6th most sacks. He's
That's rough.
23. Your nation leader is Jackson Arnold at 26. You know what's kind of crazy? If you look at the top sack leaders in the country, Jackson Arnold 1, Lenora Sellers 2. Reminder, Lenora Sellers has missed games. Dylan Raiola 3. Those are 3 guys that are looked at as like, hey, these guys could be dudes.
Well, all quarterbacks looked at that were going to be dudes all suck.
Right?
Everybody
all
sucks.
All of them.
Even you good ones suck. I've just decided you all suck.
It is
except for you, Dante. I like you, Dante.
Yeah, I heard.
And Mendoza. I'll give Mendoza some
I heard somebody text in to Dirt and Sprague the other day of like, well, if you're Dante Moore and you see the Saints and the Raiders down there to go and pick and top, I think you stay. And I'm sitting here as a Raiders fan going, go ahead and stay, Dante. I'm good.
I
don't want a quarterback in this draft.
I think Altmyer taking all these sacks, I think he'd be great at in New Orleans.
He'd be used to it, right?
Used just to being sacked bludgeoned all the time. That'd be great. I'm very fascinated with this game. I will have that in the quad box at the 12:30 window. They will not leave that quad box, so I'm excited for that. Real quick, Cougs take on Toledo. Why Toledo's a 1.5-point fave in this game in Pullman is beyond me. I don't know anything about Toledo. I'm not going to pretend I know anything about Toledo.
Maybe somebody at Washington State maybe leaked some information to the books in Vegas?
Chauncey Billups ain't on the payroll at Wazoo.
No, he ain't the only one.
No, I hope not. Come on, Cougs.
Jimmy Rogers.
We're going to a bowl game, man.
Jimmy Rogers.
Give me the Cougs.
Yeah, I mean.
Give me the Cougs.
Here's the thing. Maxson's coming to the house. Maxson's weird.
Dude, I said this to you earlier. We are Maxion, so like, I'm not scared of.
But you can't
mid-table teams.
You can't out Maxion.
Well, it's not during a weekday. If it was during a weekday,
you'd
I'd be scared.
You'd be afraid.
I'd be real
worried.
This
is a Thursday night game in Pullman. You're sitting there. You're going, nope, nope, nope.
A Wednesday night game at Toledo, I'd be like, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
That's a full-on Bane
Toledo,
situation where.
Can I bet this to Toledo wins by 14?
If it's a Wednesday game in Toledo,
dude, get me out of here.
Yeah, because again, it's a Bane situation. Oh, you think you know Maxion? I was born in it, molded by it. Before you were playing Wednesday night football games, I was playing them as a child.
And we'll all take the Ducks over Wisconsin, what should be just an absolute
all of the points
bloodbath. But hopefully, the rain will smear some of that blood away. All right, let's get out of here. We'll get into Web Gems. Everybody's favorite. Look, the old ball coach. He can't let go, can he? Can't let go, can he? The old ball coach. Web Gems coming up next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Give you a little sneak peek of the big nooner here. We'll get back into some Blazer action as the Warriors are in town tonight. Not only are we post Chauncey Billups, but we are in the Tiago Splitter world. Good player, Tiago Splitter.
Solid role player,
Tiago Splitter. High praise about Tiago Splitter. So
understands the dark arts of all the big men things.
Yeah, so we'll get to that in the big nooner, along with some other NBA look around as the league is starting off with a bang, and that's not just my big bets in New York poker games, but everybody seems to be gunning for the champs, and then a little NFL, and then we'll send you packing. But Web Gems today is brought to you by Old Ball Coach, the Old Ball Coach. Florida is looking for a new coach, as it seems everybody is looking for a new coach, with the exception of, like, real quick, I'm going to deviate, sidetrack for a moment. How many programs in college football right now, truth serum, are not looking for a new coach? Indiana's not looking for a new coach.
Georgia.
Georgia's not looking for a new coach. Ohio State is not looking for a new coach. Oregon is not looking for a new coach.
I'd say Bama, but there's still a lot of people in Bama that...
A lot of DeBoer, I don't know about.
Like, Florida State lost.
Is every Clemson fan back in Dabo right now?
Absolutely not. And then there's the programs like Washington's looking for a new coach because they know Jed Fish is looking.
Totally.
Like the number of programs that like can't retain their coach because they're kind of a stepping stone kind of a deal.
And I think that's a different conversation. I mean,
Michigan's looking for another coach.
Without a doubt. Arizona State, probably not looking for another coach.
No.
I would be shocked if there was a large contingency of ASU fans that want him out.
It actually just flipped over your shoulder right now. Brom at Louisville is up there, and I believe he's a Louisville alum.
Mm-hmm.
He dabbled away, but they would love him there.
Are Colorado fans interested in another coach?
Yeah. I would say the staggering majority are open to a new coach.
Yeah, so everybody wants a new one, but Steve Spurrier had some interesting comments to say the other day.
Notre Dame, Freeman.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, they're good with Freeman. Good call. Anybody else? Let's check this real quick.
Somebody put in Ole Miss, but Ole Miss wants to keep their coach, but they aren't looking for another one, but they might be looking for another one.
By the way, speaking of Kalen DeBoer, during his time at Alabama, a 1-4 record versus unranked opponent in road/neutral site games.
That's like the one mark that he has against him.
Yeah, he's also like 17-3 against top 10 teams.
16-3 against top 25 teams in his
14-1 in all other games, but this is at Alabama.
Yeah.
Quote Steve Spurrier, they're throwing Lane's name out there a lot, and he'd be good here. Look at what he's done at Ole Miss. Drinkwitz is another one, even Gruden. There are several others, but Lane is being mentioned more than other guys, it seems like. He also went on to say, I hope we get this one right. A big stadium and big crowd doesn't mean you're going to win a lot. Look at Texas.
Mm-hmm. Pew, 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 pew.
First of all, boom, shots fired. And I'm here for the old ball coach in the SEC where it just matters.
With the visor on.
With the visor on.
I think that's probably why Spurrier is like, yeah, I like Lane. I like the cut of his jib and the shape of his visor.
Yeah.
You know?
I want Lane to stay at Ole Miss.
Visor gang sticks together.
The visor crew does stick together. Curbs got a visor.
Mm-hmm.
You think Curbs a Spurrier guy?
Gun to his head, yeah.
Yeah, because they were our age. Yeah. They're our age. They watched Spurrier of Florida in the 90s.
I bet you Sean Payton gets along with those guys great, too.
Oh.
Pfizer gang, stick together.
Hey, Lane, you want to come back to the NFL? You can be my OC.
Pete Carroll, Pfizer gang.
Not a lot, though.
Not as much. Oh, in Seattle, you can't do it as much.
That Silver Fox was flowing in L.A. a lot.
He rocked the Pfizer gang.
I know, but...
And he's doing it quite a bit with the Raiders, too.
The Raiders, I have seen that. Yeah. Pfizer gang. Like moped gang.
Yeah. Visor gang sticks together, man.
You moped kids stick together?
It happens, man.
What's do you have
You don't choose the visor. The visor chooses you.
Do you have a weird intricacy that you stick to, the that you stay with, that you ride or die, even a stranger, and you kind of like tip the cap to?
I mean, it's more of a cult thing. I see a USC license plate frame. I'm like, it's 100% when I drive past. It's two fingers up, baby.
Anything non-sports?
Yeah, gun-related.
Jesus.
I see what you're carrying.
Are you an Oregonian?
No, I don't have a sticker. Come on now. I do have quite a few firearms, and they're quite expensive.
Are you carrying any of them currently?
I plead the fifth.
You and Chance, plead the fifth, huh? I knew you guys got along.
I have two backpacks that are exactly the same. I'll tell the story real quick. I have two backpacks that are exactly the same. They feel about the same when you pick them up. One of them has tools in them for work, and one of them has tools in them for work. I grabbed the wrong one when I was going to a Blazers game one day, and I went to go put it on the conveyor, and it made a sound that I was like, wrong bag.
Whoopsies.
I'll be right back. And I've got a little safe in my car, and let me go and put that back in there.
See, I don't gamble, and I don't have guns, so yeah. I avoid all those situations.
I have one more. I've spent a lot more money on one than the other, and it's not gambling.
Wow.
So, but yeah. It's a couple things like that. You know, it's honestly a veteran thing too.
See, this is how, and getting back to the Spurrier thing, to tie it into our Barry Alvarez conversation, this is what I want my old successful coach to be like. I want him to just be sipping on lemonade.
You're there, but you're not there.
But you don't have influence. Yeah. Spurrier does not have influence on this lane.
He can.
He could. He could call Lane Kiffin and say, I think Florida would be a great job for you.
And I bet you Florida calls him when they're asking questions.
But for a guy who's not an AD.
It's not a thumb on the scale.
Yeah, for a guy who's not an AD, just like Barry Alvarez is not the AD at Wisconsin. But Barry's voice matters.
Look, Coach K still has an office at Duke.
And he will forever.
Yes. Nick Saban, he can go into Alabama whenever the hell he wants to. And I'm sure both those guys, big swing and you know what, have plenty of say and influence, but it's not so outwardly or destructive. That's the thing.
Terry Saban, I also haven't seen the number yet.
Yeah.
Pow.
Gotta love Miss Terry.
All right, let's get to the big nooner. We'll clean it up here. One last hour to go. Thank you for being with us. 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well, youtube.com/1051. The Fan. Coming up, we'll start right here. We'll get back into the Blazers tonight. Tiago Splitter's head coaching debut. Blazers, 1.5-point dogs? Media in town? Question mark? Going to be the weirdest game. We'll get to some Blazers here at the top of the hour, plus some NBA look around and some other NFL stuff. One more hour to go. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.